We're doing brachot. We're up to page Dalet Amud Aleph, and this whole brisa, the whole story of the procession of what happens in King David's palace, was really brought for one point, and that is that David HaMelech had a harp over his bed. And now that we've proven that point, meaning all the rest was really a tangent. We brought the brisa, we brought it as a whole. But really, the whole point was just to prove that he had a harp. So now that we've said that, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ida, we're five lines from the top. This quote is either from Rav Yitzchak, the son of Ida, or the son of Rav Idi. Meikra, what verse indicates this, that King David had a harp hung over his bed that would arouse him? The verse says, Ura kevodi, ura nevel bechinor, ha'ir ha'shachar. Arouse, he tells himself, arouse my honor. Don't you lie there and honor yourself with sleep like other kings. Arouse with the harp. I awake in the morning. Other kings, they wake up as the sun comes out and they're in bed, and then the sun really pulls them out of bed. I, so to speak, I arouse the morning. I'm up before the morning. So that really concludes our answer. We said, how did David know midnight? Because he had a sign. Moshe, well, God told him it's going to be at midnight. Moshe said about midnight. But David had a natural sign. That's how he knew. So now the Gemara is giving an alternate answer. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Moshe lo lama vayada. Rabbi Zeira says, really, Moshe knew when midnight was. But David nami avayada. David also knew. They were masters of science. They knew their science through the Torah. They knew how to figure this stuff out. Come on, the Jewish people are masters of astronomy, the Pasuk says. It's part of our tradition. So they couldn't figure out midnight. Sure, they could figure it out. That wasn't the point. Vikivanta David avayada. If David knew, kino lamale, what did he need the harp for? To awaken him from his sleep. Here the Gemara clearly says he was sleeping till midnight. Not like the Gemara on the previous page. Meaning beforehand I explained it, that it could go in line with the previous Gemara. This already cannot. It says to awaken him from his sleep. And if Moshe knew what time was midnight, what did he have to tell the Egyptians that the plague of the firstborn would be at approximately midnight? Answers the Gemara, Moshe kasavar shema itu itstagnine paro. Moshe said, I know when midnight is, but maybe they'll mess up in figuring out when midnight is. Ve'yomru Moshe bedayu. And then if the plague of the firstborn happens 2 minutes before they think it's midnight, they'll say, ah, you see, Moshe's a faker, it was 2 minutes early. Ah, well, the firstborn died. Yeah, but he didn't get it on the moment. If he didn't get it on the moment, so maybe he was figuring something out with the stars, maybe he was doing some kind of sorcery or witchcraft or whatever. He knew they were going to die at this hour. He couldn't get it right. So you might say, come on, what's wrong with him? So on the one hand, we see that people are always looking for excuses to say it's not so. You know, Sara Imenu, she's a woman of 90 years old. She hasn't had a child in all these years. Suddenly she has a child, and everyone's saying, ah, you know, she had it from Abimelech. Come on. So God says, no, I'll even answer them. You see that God takes into account the jokers, and even though their jokes really seem to be baseless, people find a way of making fun. But the truth is that if we want to give them more credit, then we could look at the Rambam that says that the difference between our prophet and all the sorcerers and other types of fortune tellers, soothsayers, tarot card readers, whatever there are who could possibly figure something out in the future, the Rambam says that those of them are fakes or fakes. But then there are those who could really forecast things in the future to some degree. He says the difference between our prophet and them, when you're just hearing a forecast, is that our prophet will give you a forecast that's accurate to the teeth. And if he's off even by the slightest point, we give him the death penalty. We're saying then God didn't talk to you. They cannot give an accurate forecast. So Moshe's accuracy is pivotal here. Because God's prophecy is accurate to the T. He couldn't be off by 2 minutes. Then that wouldn't be prophecy. Then, yeah, maybe he's one of them. So the accuracy here is key. Even though technically you'd say, but all the firstborn died. Yeah, okay, but maybe there's a way of doing that through sorcery. So Moshe said, if I tell them one thing and that's not exactly what happens, they'll have a claim against me. And we just explained that claim has a certain element of validity. If Moshe says it'll be exactly at midnight and it's 2 minutes off, well, God isn't 2 minutes off. God's never late. God's never early. God's exactly on time. So Moshe said, you know, they might be off. And then they'll say, I'm off. They'll say, I'm a faker. So therefore, Moshe said at approximately midnight. He never said it would be exactly at midnight. For we are taught in the tractate of Masechtos Ketanos called Maseches De'Acheretz, Lamed Lishoncha Lomar Eni Yodea, accustom your tongue to say, I don't know, Shema Titvadeh V'Teachez, lest you say something that isn't accurate, and then you'll be caught. That, you see, what you said isn't right. So a person has to be accustomed to saying things in a way that is true, that's completely true. Ravashi says Moshe was standing at midnight the night before the plague. And he was standing at midnight talking to them. And this is what Moshe said to the Jewish people. God said, tomorrow night at midnight. Why kachatzot, like midnight? Ki haidana, just like this minute now, midnight. Tomorrow at exactly this time, ani yotzev tochen time, I'm going out into Mitzrayim. The chaf of kachatzot, like midnight, is to connote just like now it's midnight, tomorrow at this time exactly. And this needs a lot of work. Firstly, because it doesn't seem that Moshe is talking to Israel in this speech. It seems like he's talking to Pharaoh. And secondly, why would he be talking to them the night before at midnight? People didn't go out of their houses at nights in those days. So what's going on here? So that deserves a lot of work.